Means what? Remembrance. Going back. This going back is provision of us. We are out of the animal sphere. Going back to the human one is our choice, is something which could come at the end, right? So the beginning and the end are one. The one who is looking at the beginning, Umar, is going to fulfill the promise at the end. The duration of process was not in the question. So who is Umar, good or bad? In every single moment of his life, oh my God, for years he was bad. But he's the best. Because what we are looking at is the end of the process. You know, before your process is ended, nobody could say, this is it. Could we say, this is it? This is what you are? No, you're still alive. The moment that we could say, this is it, when somebody dies, we say, okay, this is it. Because there's no change. As long as you live, you could change. So your life story is unfinished. And what we are looking at is the end of it. We don't look at you, what you are. We are talking about how could you be, could you become, becoming, moving, changing, trying to be the best you could. That's all we say, right? So the end is what we are talking about, not the beginning. Yeah?
That of which the name with us was seed was in the sight of God, thou who art at this moment beside me. This seed was a form in non-existence, existent with God, neither more nor less. In brief, that which is our end is really our name with God.
In brief. Means if you skip some meaning here and you're sleepy and for any reason, let me put it in brief. Your name doesn't refer to you now. Your name is what you will become. Because you are not finished yet, you are a process. And every process should be observed with the evaluation of the outcome of it, right? The word of outcome is here and is amazingly here because hasil, which is interpreted here in brief, has other meanings. First of all, hasil means outcome. And whatever in agricultural life, when everything is ready and you bring everything in your best moment, this is mahsul. This is the hasil. And you are a process. At the end of you, we want to know you're good or bad. What shall we do? Let's say you are ended now. So what? You're ended. Now, are you good or bad?
You would weigh our deeds. You would weigh our good deeds and our not so good deeds.
First of all, she's not here anymore. Right? So good or bad for her? Who cares? Doesn't exist. The remaining is good or bad for the rest of the universe, right? When you're finished, then we could say, were you good or bad for this? Remember that silly one in you who says, what's in it for me? He said, what's in this for you? A lot. What are you for this?
So is mahsul also a harvest?
Yes, harvest. Mahsul is harvest, hasil is harvest, and more than that, what is the harvest of you? When you finished, you are harvested. And that harvest should be good for
this,
everything. What's the use of you here? This universe did a lot for you. gave you the life. What did you give back? That's what it is. He says, at the end, we'll find your name. When you're not here, so your interests are not here anymore, our interest is here. That service you gave to we, the point you made for humanity, the thing you added to this, and you're talking about talking, thinking, and education. What did you do in this? That will be your name. For you, personal achievement is important. That's the intelligence, that's the animal we know. All the animals are like that. What we are looking at, which is being harvested, at the end of the process of your life, is what? Your name is to us. Look at Omar. For a long, long time he's bad, but to us, he's perfect. Why? Because he served us. He gave a part of him for the history, as you may call it, and things like that. Yes?
He bestows on a man a name according to his final state, not according to that to which he gives the name of alone.
Like you. Everyone. You will give a name to yourself. You will call yourself something with your special interest in yourself and things like that. Says, it's not like that. At the end, you'll see what you are and what are you made of. Because the end, how is it going to end? Do you think? You know? How your life is going to end? Normally, yes. It's like that, old houses, blah, 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 blah. But it's not guaranteed. It could change. And that change could be drastically different. Because that change is not very small. Let me give you a very big change. Once upon a time, when I was young, there was a man in the prison.
Yes.
And that was it. Now everybody knows Nelson Mandela. That's what it is. In that period of time, you look at it and say, oh, the situation is not promising, everything looks bad, and blah, blah. As if you know the future. And how many times you have been proven wrong predicting the future? But look at the intelligence. The only thing intelligence is trying to do is look in the future to be clever. That cleverness is something that we find problematic. Therefore, we stop here. The reason is, the rest of this story is a very amazing one. Next month, inshallah, we'll see it, but I don't want to rush it to come back to this, because this exception is something that if you get it now, it will help a lot in the future when you want to understand something that the master who is talking about it, he will say, this is not understandable. You cannot understand this, but it could sink in you. Because it's in you. Somehow you could find it in yourself. We'll have a lot of this. But for the moment, let's stop here, because you have a couple of days to go over and over and read this again. Please, read the story of these animals several times. Do not read it carefully. Do not try to analyze it. Just remember the story and how it is told. Because this is something that, no matter when we come back to the subject of the free will, we have to come back to this. We have to remember that in the story of free will, there is these two illusions of personal effort, or hoping for the best and relying upon I don't know metaphysics. These are not what it is. But you will see it that way because of your special interest.